Okay, we are back.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for that short break. So in the matter of whether Resort Trust Hawaii would be willing to pay $702 in addition to the stated rental in the staff report for the first month of the renewed RP and then continue for the remaining 11 months with the rental as stated in the staff report, we're amenable to that. We'd be grateful to have the renewal upon those terms. Again, this is no admission of liability. This is no admission of any wrong past acts, but as an increase of 1 month's rent, we're very comfortable with that. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that being the basis of the motion. It does occur to me that we don't have a violation on the agenda per se, and so we're not really in order to declare that there was a violation, but we've heard some evidence and I think something should happen.
Perhaps to amend your motion, the motion that I would propose to amend your original motion is to approval of the staff recommendation, with the exception that the first month rental be in the amount of $2,060, and thereafter following the staff's recommendation. So that would be an amendment to your motion.
I agree. I accept that amendment. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Franco, no, you and Mr. Robinson. Go down the beach, or go down to, seem like you guys there at Kahala Beach all the time. Now, if you see violation, you call up Land Division and they can send a dog care officer over there. You know, instead of waiting for the permit to expire and come over here with pictures.
May I say something? May I respond?
No, because if they're in violation, then they're in violation.
Yeah. Okay, any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, if it's okay with everybody else, we're going to move J1 up because they have plates to catch.
Long day.
Yes. Okay, item J1 is the continuation of the revocable permit number 38 issued to Kuhn Brothers at the Manali Bay Small Boat Harbor. The board had previously authorized a lease to Kuhn Brothers, and we're still in the process of negotiating that lease. And so it becomes necessary to continue the permit until to ensure that we can conclude the negotiations.
Sounds straightforward.
How long will you think you got to negotiate? How long will you think it might be?
Well,
head under administrator, Division of Boat and Ocean Recreation. I believe we reached the rent now we're in agreement on. Now there's some more details that have to be worked out that our deputy AG is working on right now. So we're very close, but we just need a little bit more time.
I think it'll happen within the year?
Yes.
Before the next RP? Yes.
Unless everything blows up for some reason, but I don't anticipate that. We're working closely with the applicant.
And the applicant is here if you want to ask him any questions.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? Okay, applicant wanna make a statement?
Yeah, aloha, Chair Case, members of the board. My name is Jim Kuhn. I'm here with our attorney, Lisa Bale. And we are we are in strong support of this six-month extension so that we can get this resolved with the ONR. But as I was sitting here listening to all the different conflicts that you people have to deal with, and I think back to why we even built this dock to begin with, it was to reduce the impact on public resources. We were, instead of using a loading dock, we figured out how we could use our own area and make things better for the public. And we're not impacting anybody else where we are. I see the rents that are getting paid for other things, and I think, wow, you know, what we're, and I'm not going down that road, but in any event, we want to settle this. We want this going. We want to get this resolved. And so we are very amenable to get this going quickly. But I wanted my lawyer, Lisa, to just give you a real quick update of where we're at, just for a second.
And I promise I'll be brief. We do not propose any clamshells. We do really want to get this done. This has been a multi-year effort to get this lease negotiated. I'm pleased to hear for the first time that we have an agreement on the number. Our effort here is really just to continue the practices as they are currently in the harbor, and as Trilogy started them back in 1977, and then as they constructed this dock back
no,
in...
No, we constructed the dock.
Yeah, as you constructed the dock back in 1984 or 5. So what we would like to do is simply continue the use as it is, and the unique situation with this dock lease is that there's a slip in front of it, and so... Trilogy really needs to be able to use its slip efficiently so that it doesn't have to back one boat out to have another boat going in. And in conveying the number, there are some things that are very important to us. They're not before you to decide today, but we're here because when we came last year, Coon Brothers was asked to bring its lawyer to provide an update for you. So this is merely by way of update today. The first thing that's very important to us is to have a lease term of 35 years. That was what the legislature contemplated. This is a lease that needed a legislative resolution, and that contemplated 35 years. The board has considered that before in 2013, on March 22nd, 2013, and then again October 12th of last year. Both times the discussion was a 35-year lease. So as we're making offers and hoping to resolve this, it's very important to us to have a 35-year lease, and that's what we hope will eventually be in the document. The time of use is also very important for us. While Trilogy uses the dock for very limited periods, it pulls its boat up, it unloads its passenger, and it goes and gets the next load of passengers. Most people at the docks, at the public docks, can do that for free. We agree that we would pay for our use of the dock, but it is important for us to have shelter for Trilogy's vessels in the event of a storm, and for that reason we're proposing 24/7 use of the dock that would be non-exclusive. Right now there's an arrangement within the harbor that when Coon Brothers vessels are not there, other people can use the harbor. Generally, Coon Brothers' use is during daylight hours, so that's reasonably easy to accommodate overnight users. But because it's so important to us to have that storm shelter, regardless what time of day that storm happens, it's very important to us that we have a provision that says we can use the dock at any time. And we're, of course, happy to continue sharing and happy to have that reflected in the lease in that way.
Also, there's special charters we'll have, that maybe a wedding or something that goes into the evening.
And then the final thing that's very important to us as we negotiate numbers for the lease and hopefully bring this to final resolution is that parking situation. So right now, Trilogy, aside from the lease issue, Trilogy has a slip permit to use slip 24. And this dock effectively parks in slip 24. So if you think of a shared use of a driveway, if you had the parking space closest to the end of the driveway and your neighbor was closer in and they came home, you would have to back your car out so your neighbor could pull into their parking space and you could pull back in. And right now there's a very efficient use of the harbor, with Trilogy having both slip 24 and the pier, and the first boat in will go.
And as an aside, until just very recently, it was all part of Slip 24, so it just wasn't an issue. And it was only when the Fed came in and took that dock and appropriated that dock that it even became an issue. And so we've done, and we're doing the same thing today we've done since 1977, where nothing has changed at all. We just want that memorialized going forward, that we'll continue to operate the way we are.
And then finally, it's very important to us to know what the standard terms and conditions are. We've been hearing for a number of years that standard terms and conditions will apply. Kuhn Brothers does have other leases. We're familiar with those terms and conditions. I also know that agencies sometimes change their terms and conditions. So we've been requesting since November 2017 a copy of those standard terms and conditions. And once we can resolve these final terms, we hope that we won't have to be before you again asking for an extension of revocable permit 38. And we do hope to have a lease with the terms reflected as we want. And we're hopeful to hear today that we might have an agreement on numbers.
Okay, any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony on this? Okay, somebody want to make...
Leanne Dreesen with Trilogy Excursions, case chair and the board. This is personal for me because this is my family's business, and so I've been born into this company and what we're doing. But that aside, we employ over 100 plus local families, and having access and having our 35-year lease allows us to have the stability to continue to do what we're doing and plan, you know, for the future as well. So, it's very important for us, and we've been awesome at what we do for the state, for our economy. Our tour that this is based on is our flagship tour, and it's we use it as a way to also educate the guests that come out with us on multiple levels of culture, as well as sustainability and other things that we're passionate about. So thank you for hearing us. Mahalo.
Thank you. And I will point out that in previous matters before the board on this issue, members of the Lana'i community have come forward and pointed out how important you folks are to their lives and the operation of that area.
Okay, any other testimony? Not, somebody want to make a motion to approve?
Move to approve continuation revocable permit number 38.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Good luck with the meeting.
Thank you. Okay, next is J2.
Okay, good afternoon again. J2, we're requesting the consent to assign a general lease from Pacific Marine Partners LLC to Jason Ho'opai, assignee. Some of the board may remember that we entered into a long-term lease for the management of the 9-acre boat storage yard in the Honokohau Small Boat Harbor Island of Hawaii. We entered into that lease, and we've been working on certain things throughout this time period. Since the lease began in August of 2018, the lessee has paid the department $335,000 to date for lease rent. However, they began to fall behind on rent. We began contacting them about the rent that was in arrears, and we were informed that there was some internal difficulties going on within their company that they needed to address that was causing part of the rent delay. So they came to us and requested that this assignment take place. So Mr. Ho'opai basically is the member of the LLC, Pacific Marine Partners LLC. So we put this together to bring before the board, but subsequent to us doing the submittal, We received a letter from an attorney regarding a Mr. Jonas Soliday, who claims that he is actually 50% ownership, has 50% ownership of Pacific Marine Partners. But when we looked on the DCCA website, that it does not indicate that. The Pacific Marine Partners members as agent is Jason Holpai, as well as International and Pacific Enterprises as a member and manager. That LLC is also owned by 95% by Jason Holpai. And so there's a dispute going on now internally with this business that we were not aware of. So right now, they're here to give their side of the story. The reason why we agreed to the consent was to try to become current on the rent and arrears. And as it stands right now, they're $105,750 behind. And as of Friday of next week, that number will go to $141,000. So we really need to address this rent issue.
Okay, thank you. Questions, board members? Okay. Did you want to present testimony?
Good afternoon, Chair Case, board members. My name is Sunny Lee. I represent Mr. Jason Holpai and also Pacific Marine Partners and the other member of Pacific Marine Partners, which is International and Pacific Enterprises. Just a quick background, and I know this has been a long day for you, so just bear with me, but Mr. Holpai as an individual submitted a bid for the lease, which we're talking about here, the Honokai Small Bold Harbor. It was awarded to him, but as part of his bid package, which he submitted, is he indicated that he would create a limited liability company to hold the lease if he was awarded the lease. And that company was Pacific Marine Partners. Part of that, is there's a Section 32 which identifies, throughout the document it identified who the potential members are of this LLC that was to be created. And in that document, the bid document which was submitted to the board and approved was, it identified that Mr. Holpai would be 95% owner and Mr. Jonas Soliday would be a 5% owner. Further to that is in Section 32 of the lease, it identifies you need to provide financial statements for whoever owns 10% or more of the entity. Mr. Soliday never produced any financial statements because it was agreed upon that he had a 5% interest. In fact, he signed off on this. You're going to hear different and. You know, we are currently in we filed a lawsuit and we filed a motion for TRO against Mr. Soliday for his actions. His attorney is here today, Mr. Lex Smith, and I don't mind giving away a game plan because there's nothing to hide here. There's no facts here, which, you know, we're going to hold until we get to trial. This is all about the truth, and, you know, so that is what is being presented to the board. Subsequent to that, you know, the lease was awarded to Mr. Holpai and that LLC that he created. After that is when, you know, things were going well for a while. They were working with the state, Mr. Holpai had retained an PMP, call them short PMP, Pacific Marine Partners, had retained counsel, Dwayne Fisher, and they were working with your counsel, Mr. Bill Weinhoff, on working out some of the other fine points that they needed to. Again, Mr. Soliday, with his 5% interest, was not involved in any of those discussions. Mr. Soliday decided that he would, you know, take the opportunity to claim that he was a 50% owner, contrary to what the documents provide, contrary to what they had agreed, contrary to what was submitted to the board. So at this point in time, because of his actions, Mr. Soliday has been disassociated from the company, and he is no longer a member of Pacific Marine Partners. With that, you know, Mr. Ho'opai and his single member LLC and had decided that it would be best to assign that lease to himself away from PMP because of the claims that Mr. Soliday was doing. Mr. Ho'opai is obviously here next to me. He wanted to make a few statements on that regard in terms of, you know, his request. And part of it is he wanted to show to the board his commitment to this by putting himself without any corporate entity on the line to say, I am committed to the commitment I made to the state, not only through the LLC I created, but I'm willing to put myself individually on the line to say that, you know, I will come up with a plan to pay back the state. And a large part of that, and I'm sure many of you have questions, is why is PMP behind on its rent? Well, that's because of the actions of Mr. Soliday, which have frozen the bank accounts of PMP. He's also taken money out without authorization, and we don't know what happened to that money. So there's a lot of things he's done. And, you know, where we're here today is because at this point in time, the sole members of PMP are Mr. Jason Ho'opai and his LLC, single member LLC, which IPE. And the consent and the request is to assign it to himself individually. I turn the floor over unless the board has any questions for me, you know, on that. I know there's a number of attorneys here, so there, you know, I'm happy to explain where we are in the court process, but that is separate and apart from the request we have right now to assign the lease over to Mr. Ho'opai.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate your counsel. Thank you to the board for having the opportunity to speak. My name is Jason Ho'opai, and I wrote a statement regarding the situation, and if you'll allow me to read through it and answer any questions thereafter. So thank you at this time to speak here. I'm here today to request approval of the assignment of the Honokahau Small Boat Harbor Lease, LH19, from an entity solely owned by myself to myself personally. The objections received by the board to my request were done on behalf of an individual who has been formally removed from the company for dishonest acts which threatened the company and the lease that we're talking about today. This objection and the months of late rent, admittedly, is due to my oversight. Individually, I was approved to be a tenant by the DLNR in 2018 to bid for LH19. I was awarded lease LH19 at the public auction as an individual, where I spent $70,000 paid from my own personal funds to secure this lease, and willingly assigned that lease to a company which lacked better documents, leaving open a small window only for the dishonest. I have been blindsided by a dishonest person. Unfortunately, it was not until rents went missing from company accounts in August, which led myself and the company scrambling to fulfill its rent obligations to the DLNR. Today, there is more than $20,000 in rent monies that have been stolen from the accounts, and multiple months of rents frozen in numerous bank accounts due to the actions of this individual. Mr. Soliday, by force, you know, Mr. Soliday is clearly using me to take force over a lease he would have never been able to qualify for. This individual is in the harbor by my hands, and the request today is actions that will allow me to correct that issue. Countless aggressive interactions between this individual and the public was the cause to numerous police-involved events at the harbor. The Honokahau Harbor is not able to progress with this individual's threat to the public through his estranged behavior. The disruption of state rents began with this individual and his greed to strong-arm equity from me and rents from the state and now he is forcing all of us to accept his crisis and aggression on the property. A formal complaint in Tiro against Jonas Sikaika Soliday was filed to address these issues. Through the court hearings, there will be testimonies from the public, our customers and vendors who have agreed to testify to his aggression, violent behavior, and threats to public safety in our yard. Hiring an attorney to give the board excuses of why there's $19,000 missing from company accounts is not comforting as to the expenses these funds are being allocated towards versus paying rent. No doubt, other funds which should have gone towards state rents have been allocated to extend this individual's sit-in on the property today. After much discussion between my attorneys, my wife, my family, and the risks of assigning the lease into my name as an individual, and the decision to approach the board today does not come without sacrifices and humility of me asking this favor of you folks. Knowing full well the exposure of individual ownership, I remain committed to see through the obligations to steward this property. I intend to continue to meet and exceed the duties expressed to the state through my promises to Mr. Weinoff and Chair Case to operate a quality service for public. Again, thank you for your sincere consideration in allowing me to speak today. Should the board accept my plea to allow the assignment, I will resolve back rents timely and continue to attend to the lawsuit filed against the individual behind the objection to further validate his removal from the company was done properly. Today, myself, my entity, are the sole owners and operators of this current Pacific Marine Partners, which is on the lease today. Should the board deny today's request, it is my dismay that we may expect the public facility to continue losing customers in the continued loss of rents to the state and the delay and ultimate goal of cleaning up the facility's past neglect. This result is aside from the loss of nearly $500,000 that have been invested into the property since my operation began. Again, thank you very much for allowing me to speak today.
Okay, questions, board members? Yeah, Chris.
There are boat owners who pay every month to stay there.
Yes, sir.
Who gets that money now?
The majority of that money is gone into an electronic accounting system, which I set up, and so we've tried to reduce cash exchange in the yard as much as possible. So roughly 87% of all boat owners in the yard pay online. So those accounts are in management under myself.
And for what period of time has that been true?
I began the accounts, I established the accounts, I paid for them, and so I am the master owner, master administrator over all of the company accounts. Everything was set up from me, from the digital end to the website to the emails to, you know, the tools that we use, like accounting.
Is that account, are disbursements from that account currently frozen?
No, they're being held because we have a dispute.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're being frozen.
Yeah, we can't access them.
The banks, because letters have been sent by the rogue individual claiming the 50% ownership interest.
Okay, and since when have they been frozen?
There's been various accounts that have been frozen. So
there's three accounts. Each have at least 1 month of rent in each one. And so he removed money, 19 plus thousand from our primary business account, created a new business account, which I wasn't aware of. And then we were later made note from my bank that this cashier's check went to this other bank. You should know about this. Obviously, I didn't know. We contacted the bank. We were able to get that bank frozen. Those actions allowed him to understand how to freeze a bank. He called my bank and did the same. And then I, you know, scrambled for rents, opened a new account. And then right when I cut the rent check, again, he did it again. So he came in, froze the banks, and now we have three separate bank accounts, all with 1 month's rent sitting there.
So just to sum up, money goes in, but it cannot come out at the moment.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
I have questions, but
yeah, sure.
I think I'll wait until we hear from the other folks. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Chair Case and board members, my name's Lex Smith. I represent Jonas Ikaika Soliday, who has been characterized or mischaracterized as the rogue individual.
Is he here today?
He is not. Had I known we were going to have a fact proceeding on the merits of this dispute, I would have brought him from the Big Island, but I don't really think that's your job today. Mr. Soliday is a member of Pacific Marine Partners LLC. And in fact, they acknowledge that he's a 5% member. The operating agreement that I submitted with my testimony states, signed by Mr. Ho'opai, states that he's a 50% member of the LLC. I submit to you that it would be wrong for the board to consent to, in essence, taking away my client's interest in the LLC by allowing it to be assigned, or purportedly assigned, to Mr. Ho'opai. There are countless facts here. The question about money being frozen, money can come out of the accounts if the parties jointly agree to it. And we've offered repeatedly to pay the rent, to cooperate on paying the rent, to allow the rent, to allow the rents that have been collected to be paid. As far as the $19,000, my client has offered repeatedly to account for those funds, and indeed we've suggested that they have a duty to account for the funds that they are in control of, and they won't respond to that suggestion. So the real things I want to urge to you today is, it's not, the disputes between us are all going to get settled in Kona Circuit Court. They've filed the complaint already. We're going to file our answer on Monday. I might have filed it today, but I've been here for quite a while. And that's where this is all going to get worked out. There will be hearings held, and there will be a decision made. The motion is set for mid-November sometime. So that's where it's going to happen. This board should not deprive my client of his interest in the LLC. Oh, and by the way, as is the case with a lot of things here, yes, they sent us something saying, we're kicking you out of the LLC. And my guy sent something to them saying, I'm kicking you out of the LLC. Well, unless a judge agrees with any of that, it doesn't really matter. And the judge hasn't had the chance to see that or consider it yet. So I think it's inappropriate for the board to allow an assignment like this to one member of the LLC over the objection of the other, merely to get the rent paid, when I've told them repeatedly we're ready to cooperate on getting the rent paid and to account for any money that we've collected on behalf of Pacific Marine Partners. So that's the real point I have to make here today, is that I don't believe you should be injecting yourselves into this dispute about consenting to an assignment to one member of the LLC when the issue between the two members is going to get settled. Thank you.
And I guess with the advice of counsel, we have two attorneys in this room. Is there a possibility to agree to make payment on the rents from whatever these frozen accounts are, as has been suggested, reserving to the two of you in court, in Kona, deciding on who has what interest. The alternative, it seems to me, would be for the state to call a default on the lease, in which case there would be nothing for you to fight about. But I'm wondering, with both counsel in the room, whether you might want to take a short break, and whether that might be an appropriate response to my question, at least as to the state at least getting paid the rents, rather, and you can both fight out whatever you want to on the rights of the
and reserve
the parties, but the state should not be a, distressed with no payment whatsoever.
I'll agree to that right now. No need for a recess.
Well,
I would need to confer with my client. And it's not because we don't want to make payment to the state. I mean, it's giving credence to this individual who claims to be and Mr. Char, you're a very well respected and experienced attorney, but and I don't want that to be used as part of our underlying case. We gave our consent to move forward on this. And obviously, you heard his impassioned statement. It's hard for him to swallow that this, contrary to Mr. Smith's, denial, that somehow this person who claims to have an ownership interest, has hijacked, these funds, taken funds, and it created the situation. But I would request a moment to confer with Mr. Popeye.
Perhaps, Chair, we can either take a break or table their motion and let their next item come up and then they can come back. But I guess I, for one, would like to see whether the parties can agree to have the state paid. Is that okay, Bill?
You know what?
Certainly
why
okay
don't,
with legal, sir.
Why don't we go into executive session and they can use the time to...
I would rather take the next item on the agenda and then they can come back.
Well, I'm interested in going into executive session anyway.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session to consult with our attorney about legal issues related to this matter while the counsel for the parties have a little chat.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I actually saw your name.
Did you see my name in the
park? I gathered there are some environmental issues.
There were, yeah. Yes. I think those are tables.
Davis.
Actually, I appreciate
that was my first suggestion.
So this is exactly why commercial harbor
wants smokeless
harbor. No, you want, Dave doesn't want us back.
Ed's fault.
So interesting.
Well, succeed.
We'll also take us.
Don't go there so you can have fights like this.
I'm not on life TV.
So he was like, tell me who owns the business.
They have no fights
for overseas. Because he represented PMP.
Nobody goes
so
in, Phil.
And then he's got two business owners.
Yeah.
So Fisher so that's out. He represents
you can't even say that if they call you to the table.
There was a request
today.
The lease rent is over 100,
you wish?
No.
Yeah, well, I've been cool.
The terminal lease, because we're saying the same thing. You want to term this with its existing lease, which would be like 28 years, it was 34 years.
Why not? Yeah.
No. He's had it for 7 years, probably.
That's when he argued for our last year.
Yeah. So it
doesn't
call me.
I have, like, a set home call.
You can come up with a boilerplate language to catch this.
and all of them. So we need to the collaboration of the reserve the right to on a periodic basis some of these facilities for administrative purposes with mutual consent.
See how many times we can use that.
Yeah.
So all the
just going to run to the bathroom. You guys get quorum.
Okay. All right. We're going to start up again.
Wait, who's missing? Oh, Tommy.
Tommy, but he said to go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So did you guys come to an agreement?
We did not come to an agreement.
I mean, we definitely want to get the state paid. I mean, one of the conditions, we've already tried this, Chair Case, before we asked you know, Mr. Soliday, was he willing to release funds from Bank of Hawaii because a check had been already issued? He declined, you know, in good faith. So, you know, but after speaking with my client, it sounds like the agreement is, I mean, there's dozens of vendors that also need to be paid that provide services. There's vehicles that need to be removed, security, all, you know, a bunch of other things. And the proposal from Mr. Soledad's attorney is that, you know, there's joint approval on everything and an accounting. At this point, you know, we're still seeking the assignment, but we will agree and work with, you know, Mr. Soledad, despite our obvious, you know, reservation that he's got no rights to, you know, have any say on these funds, to work with the banks to ensure that at least the payments to the state be paid. Obviously, we want an accounting of the funds that he's taken improperly without notifying Mr. Ho-Pai. But I think we can work something out where there's some payments going to the state very shortly.
That's good. We have agreed to sign off on release from the bank all the state's rent payments, and regarding any other operating expenses, we told him we'll sign off on those too. We just want to see them before we sign off. And if that's acceptable to them, I think we've got a deal.
Well, we got a deal on that. We're still seeking our assignment.
We don't have a deal. We still have to go to court for everything else.
I'd like to make a motion that the request for assignment of the lease, that decision be deferred to a future meeting, and would also like to advise the parties that failure to pay rent, especially rents that you've collected on behalf of your boaters that technically belong to the state under the lease, that your failure to do so may jeopardize your right to the lease, so that there may be cancellation or revocation. So we put that out without getting into the virtues of either of the parties, but that time is of consequence, and the deferral either to the next meeting or the meeting after that, certainly before the end of the year, would be the sense of my motion. So I move to defer.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I suggest that both counsel can keep in touch with the Attorney General's office to let us know what's happening. That would be appropriate.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chair. Board members.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
Mel. What is this? M. 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 13, 11, 12, 13.
So, number 7 through.
Oh, there's.
Good afternoon, Board Chair. Jessica Zane, DOT Harbors. Any questions in reference to M7, 8, 9?
10 and 14.
10 and 14, yes.
I did not have any questions on those. Is there any testimony from the public?
Any testimony from the public? I'm giving people time to read.
Good echo.
I didn't
no
want to
testimony.
Lose my job.
I move to make a motion to approve above listed items.
Second.
7, 9, 10, and 14.
7, 8, 9, 10, and 14.
7 to 9.
14. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for your patience.
One question. Get 2 hours, division.
She's a property manager. She's doing a good job. She's in training and doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
I just get the stuff that might have plenty of questions.
I just was wondering.
No.
Okay. M11, top 13.
Amen.
did have a presentation, but I think I have handouts for the record in case we have a computer glitch. Yeah, well, Darlene, my...
You guys want to watch it?
Yeah, I do.
You have 3 minutes to complete.
During our review of the... My name is Davis Yogi. I'm the Harbors Administrator. During our review of our property management program, we discovered that Hawaiian Cement either was on a revocable permit without adjustment or had expired leases. In a discussion with them to come up to speed and correct this, we got into a different discussion for the development of Hawaiian Cement. So briefly, Hawaiian Cement is the largest importer of cement. And what's changing this is they're changing from a 1,600 ton barge to a 4,500 ton barge capacity, which then changes everything in terms of just trying to do the same old, because all of a sudden their business model changed. And when we talked to them, we developed a statewide tenant master plan for their actions so we could consolidate what actions we needed to do, what planning we needed to do, etc. So quickly, they have operations on all the islands, and the ones we're talking about is Hilo, Kauai High, and Kahului. Mm. We have not forgotten Kauai at Nauiliwili. They currently have a lease. They want to do some improvements on it, so we're having a separate conversation on the current lease. Next slide, please. So Hilo, very briefly, in the green area on the right screen, they're in the middle of a yard. And right now, to develop cargo yards, it's about $2 to $3 million. And when you deal with containers, they like a lot of space as they swing these containers on the top lifts. Right now, they're in the middle of the yard. And then in the discussions of their expired lease, in discussing with them, they're going to now take this over to Kauai High. Next slide, please. So there's a lot of movement that they're doing. So we're asking for a RP to the end of 22 because it's a trigger effect of things to do. Some of the things in lieu of back rent, etc., are the major investments they're going to have to make to take this thing down and then relocate up to Kauai High for the Big Island. So eventually, we can get that space back and then improve cargo operations. Next slide, please. So as you can see, right now, this is Pier 1. By removing that green area and the red area, cargo then can be staged much better. We already took that little gray area right next to those arrows right there in this area. We already took down half the shed just to make more room for car ramps and cargo operations. Next slide, please. So Kauai High, they're planning to expand. They already have a current infrastructure there, and they're going to move Hilo over to Kauai High. And therefore, if you notice, it will actually save them that extra trip, that fuel charge, that labor charge. Consolidate everything here in Kauai High is a little drier as well. Next slide, please. So we're going to come in probably with a updated lease, and as they begin to expand, we'll either give them a new lease or we amend the lease accordingly. We're in discussions with them as well. For Kahului Harbor, this is in particular of interest because that cement operation is in the middle of the Young Brothers operation. So it's an obstruction that needs to move. So they're going to be looking at construction between 2021 and 2022. They're already going to relocate their silo to currently an A and B site, which will come up in the discussion of M6. Yeah. Next slide, please. So where they're going to relocate is in that area in yellow. outside the area. What that will do is then free up a lot of cargo operations there and basically separate that operation from everything. So we're going to put in an easement and everything. So,
Davis, you're still going to take down the bulk sugar building there?
In the next M6?
KTN asks where they get the bulk sugar now.
If the board approves it, sir. Okay. So with all this relocation, there's a lot of capital investments they have to make, a lot of work that we need to do and coordinate. So instead of doing leases, we're trying to do an extension of an RP, and then as we go through conversion. We did go through an appraisal process, and as we began to update our program, we did get real property appraisals effective July 1st. So we're up increasing all the RPs that we haven't been doing to effective rates. So sort of compromising with them for future development and knowing that they're going to have to make a lot of capital improvements in the next 3 to 4 years. So that's M11 to 13.
So I have a question, and I'm having to reboot my computer, so I can't pull up this submittal, but you said RP through 2022.
Yearly, and we'll because we will increase it by the appraised escalation of about 2.6%, Hawaiian Cement knows that when we come into the board for renewal, their rent's going to go up.
Okay, so, but I think what we can approve today is a one-year.
One-year, yes. Yeah. I'm just giving you the whole picture that will be coming as the law requires every year. Okay. And there will be an escalation, and they understand that.
Okay.
There was a little sticker shock, but that's what happens when you have to play catch.
They got a bigger boat, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for giving us that larger.
No, that's nice.
The big picture. Thank you.
Other questions? Public testimony. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve 11, 12.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Who's doing M6?
Okay. So M6, I also have a slide presentation, but I also got paperwork for your nice binders. Harbors is in the process of trying to assist with the future cargo demand needs. And as we are doing with, as we have done with airports to try and purchase some lands, which is ongoing discussions, what we are doing is trying to buy land in three areas. Hilo Harbor, we have $13 million in a governor's allotment. We already have an appropriation. Governor approved allotment for $13 million on February 2019. Kahului, we received governor's approval and allotment request of $17 million on January 2019. Kalailoa, Barbers Point Harbor, $70 million, May 2019. So we've been quite busy as we've been trying to develop our program, also trying to provide space. So the purchase of the land for Hilo occurs in two areas. One is by Pier 4 or by Kumau Street. This will be the area. So this will be your container operations, and we move the less than container load operations to the side. What this does is shows that how we're planning to either use traffic. But right now, everything either comes through Kuhio Street, and it's a traffic mess over there. To reduce traffic at cargo, we have to find different entrance points to separate it. Whether this is the right way or not, conceptually, at least we're trying to come up with a public purpose and a reason why we're buying this, as well as to show and provide an opportunity to look for different traffic light situations out in Hilo. On the bottom, it's to the Keokaha side. That land is higher than the actual base yard, cargo yard, by about 7 to 8 feet. It used to be owned by Brewer Chemical, a company that I used to work for, and HT&T as well, you're correct. So right now, if we can move some of our ground transportation operations for passengers, move them up, as well as create a different flow for cargo trucks to come in through a different gate, at least we might have two or three entrance points separating passengers, as well as trying to create just a different integral and a different access to the space. So the acquisitions will help future. We're trying to eliminate traffic, create more stacking inside the harbor rather than on the streets. So more space, these are big things, you need big parcels. So in Kahului, we're also trying to buy that old sugar storage that Mr. Gomes was talking about. When it was discussed that we're gonna buy on the Makai side, and then sugar went out, we decided this is also interesting to purchase for storage of cars. When the airports built their new rental car facility, that's a lot of cars. Cars coming in and out almost like a season. When we're beginning to realize that the shippers can only bring in so much cars because our space is limited. As you begin to take cars off, you're also bringing cars in, so you got the double amount. Doesn't matter what you have on the ship. You need yard space, not just cargo space on the vessel. So the more space that we have, the more efficient they can be for Maui. And if you notice, Maui is kind of unusual in that this area up here is your overseas cargo. Mm. This is what comes in from Sand Island. This is what comes in from Young Brothers. Mm. This is almost shaped like a guitar. And square boxes, 40-foot containers, don't like curves. Mm. So buying the other land and trying to see how we can realign those roads and then create more storage capacity is an opportunity. So we started some work on one of the parcels in Kahului, and we're looking at the law. You have exclusive responsibility. We have to, before we can buy, this board has to determine whether there's a public purpose, which is why we sort of did the presentation. And before we buy, we thought we'd pay respects to the board and get your acknowledgement to proceed. Not necessarily to buy yet, but to proceed. We'll do all the work. Thank you to Russell and Kim and the Deputy Attorney Generals that report to Bill. We had conversations about how to process this, who's responsible. We're going to pay. We have the allotment, but we want to make sure under the DLNR's responsibility for exclusive responsibility, we knew who did the work, who supervised, so that when it gets presented, it's done in a fair way. In addition, if there's any cost that's going to be incurred by DLNR, to oversee some of this, either through site inspections so that they're familiar with the sites, that we paid as well through our CIP allotments. So we have the money, we have the plan. For Kalailoa, it's very interesting. This one is an interesting purchase because right around here, I think DLNR is very aware that there's a drainage canal that had to be put in by Kapolei Development. That drainage canal then created a separation between what Kapolei wanted to do, and we said, hey, that meant we have a secured harbor on this side for 9/11 purposes. It's naturally that it's secured with a drainage canal, but you're gonna have more tenants on that side. So we said, let's buy this. There's a lot of coral stockpiles that was left over from the dredging that if we can move some of this and move it there, then I don't fill up a landfill. Because right now, to remove some of the cubic yards, we got about 900 cubic yards of stockpile that if we were to remove it, would be about 100 million to a landfill. We're running short of landfill. So the strategy that we're having is how do we then tier some of the land out there for development? And use our own space. We keep our own Opala basically, and not necessarily give it to the landfill. So with all those considerations, we thought buying some of that land from Kapolei made better sense. Kapolei will, and Kalaeloa will be the, as the second city, is a part of alternate part for recovery for the state of Honolulu as well, I mean the county of Honolulu. So in short, that's the whole plan. The appropriations do end on June 2020, but if I get my contracts in place, I can always get a renewal to actual cost to purchase. I just need your go-ahead to proceed with contracting.
Okay, I guess Russell can speak for himself. Right?
Russell?
But, you saw his testimony.
Yes, and for legal references, we agree with his memo. We don't have any disagreement with his memo. It looks very much like his the guidelines that we were talking about that he wanted us to follow. This is more descript and appreciated. Would like to make a
that's the right answer.
verbal amendment to include in our submittal the legal references that he cites to be also included in our submittal and request as having the legal authority. Did I cover it, sir?
Kim Miller is the one that actually did all the work.
I'm sorry.
I guess if the AG is okay with it. We did point out, unfortunately, that some might require an EA.
Before we invested the work, if we couldn't establish public purpose, then why spend the money? So if there is a public purpose, then we'll proceed doing the EA. That was always our intent. They actually started on Maui, one of the parcels. They already did the EA, they already did, and it's out on the OEQC website right now taking comments. They already did the hazard evaluation for the determination of contaminants. And I said, wait, did you guys go to the land board and get approval for public purpose? They said no, and I said, then let's include it in here to make sure we follow the statute. Because I thought we might have been a little bit premature and at risk, so it is progressing, but we should follow some type of process that is within the purview of the board. So we will do all that work. This is just preliminary approval as meeting a public purpose, and then we'll proceed. So when we knock on the door and say hi, especially in Hilo, the big boys we know, the AMBs and the Kapolei, it's the small ones on Hilo that we see the for sale signs, that when we knock on the door says we condemn. We want to make sure that we don't get backdoored somewhere, that we can proceed with a condemnation or at least get into a sales negotiation with them. Also, this is a public forum as well, so at least if there's anything, they would have an opportunity to say something now as well. So I agreed with everything that Russell said, and any corrections that we need to do, we'll do it. As we prepare things for final approval to the board within 2 to 3 years, if it takes that long.
So you're going to come back then?
That's the intent. We just want it serves a public purpose, delegated, final approval comes to the board.
So it's probably an obvious answer, but can you expand what public purpose means to you?
That we're not doing it just because we're taking something from somebody, that it serves the community. In this particular case, it's for Maui, it's more cargo space and need. Helps young brothers eliminate some inefficiencies because you got an obstruction. And for Hilo, it's providing different traffic routes and separating cargo entrances as well as cargo type, creates safety. And just gives a greater opportunity for the traffic guys to look for a different traffic entrance. We always look at Silver Street as being the where the light should be, and I said maybe it should be further down. But having different entrances, now you have different opportunities to look at it. And then for Kalaeloa, it's for because it's going to be your alternate port, you're probably going to need that space. And some of these coral stockpiles is 8 stories high. And you can't take it all to the landfill. I mean, that's be selfish on our part. So we have to find a way to deal with our own processes. So it is for cargo operations. And because it's for cargo, our mission is to ensure the flow of cargo. We're the economic security for the state. We take that seriously. So that's the public purpose. All of this is for everybody, the 1.4 million that live here, and the guests.
Thank you. Russell, do you have an extra copy of your letter? Thank you. Thank you. I read it, and I'm having trouble pulling it up right now.
And in the meantime, I want to thank you for going into the detail that you did, because it makes it really clear why these acquisitions and what improvements they represent and how they serve the public purpose. So thank you.
Thank you. This is just the start. The planning and then is with the people that actually bring the goods and try to be more efficient.
I'm just curious if the coral can be crushed and used for sand mitigation and to put back.
It's crossed my mind in having a conversation with former board member Keone. He wanted to know an appraisal for the Big Island, and I kept my promise. I delivered it to him to take a look at it. And he talked about sand, and I didn't say too much, but I started to think about what could I do for sand replenishment.
Right.
It has to go through a natural process rather than taking this and just putting it on Forte Russi like we did the last time. It didn't work. So how do we do sand? It's an interesting process. I would love to participate in something like that, because I got 900 cubic yards that can make Waikiki look good, or if we're going to put it on the, because sand is different, right? Mm-hmm. Some stick to your skin and some brush off.
Yeah. Quick. Some turn into dust.
I learned that from Keone. He was a good teacher as I sat down and listened to him.
It almost would be better to raise the level of parts of Kalailua so that when sea level rise gets there, you're ahead of the game.
That is part of our plan as well. Mm-hmm. But anything with sea level rise, when everything comes Mako to Makai, we can raise our ports. That's not a problem. It's then where did the water go, right? And a lot of it is outfalls. The outfalls right now is 100 years old, 60 years old, and it's going to take more than the state to deal with it. We need the city's cooperation in realigning and resloping a lot of these outfalls. So that conversation is hopefully ongoing.
Good. Thank you for the presentation. Great.
Okay, any other questions?
I just want to make sure we're all on board with this. So Russell and Davis, Russell, if I'm understanding your letter correctly, you're okay with their request to approve Harbor's proceeding with acquiring lands to serve a public purpose. Two, delegate the chairperson of the BLNR authority to initiate work to acquire lands for final board approval. Then, although you don't have this as a condition, you would say for the improved properties, they either need to do an environmental assessment or be an exemption. That would be prior to the board issuing final approval of the acquisition of the property.
Yeah, and I had actually thought they were asking for final approval today.
So the board, when you're ready to actually either condemn or have a negotiated sale, you would come to the board for final approval.
Yes,
to make sure. Of the improved property.
Yes, to make sure that the purchase is done within your policies and not we make up our own policies as we go along. So you manage the process, the influences in purchases that can occur, which is why we would have done this sooner, but we wanted to make sure that we were in sync with the land division.
It's not so much the EA is a requirement, but the big issue is going to be the environmental conditions.
Yes.
Because of the existing harbor. Cool. Yes, harbors are known for contamination.
So, in essence, the two of you, we would say approve as, I'm going to try this out as a motion if there's no other questions.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Approve as submitted with the following amendments, EA or exemption for the acquisition of the improved properties proposed, and additional terms and conditions as stated in memorandum from Russell Tsuji dated October 22 under the heading additional terms for acquisition requests and recommendations to add to applicants acquisition requests.
Dated October
22.
Yeah, okay.
2019.
Agreed.
Okay. Second. All right. Okay. Is there any further discussion?
It's been moved and seconded.
If not, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
And thanks.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for a weekend.
Organized,
so long.
Thank you. Nice approach to your.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Didn't want to just come in Hawaiian cement without coming up with something, so we presented the whole system.
Good job.
Thank
good
you.
Job,
Dave.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Which brings us to Ross, I think. Ross?
Ross.
Yeah.
M1. 299.
Yeah. Only to five.
Okay, wait, let's try this. Anybody have any questions on M1 through 5? Meanwhile, is there any public testimony on M1 through 5?
Move to approve items M1 through 5.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for it.
6 hours.
That's okay. As long as we get the okay.
Okay, D1.
Well, Kevin has one, Chair. D10.
Which one?
What is it?
Yes. It's D1.
D1.
Good afternoon, Kevin Moore, Land Division. D1 has a lot of backstory, but I'll try to drill down to the key issue. It was before the board last year in March, and it's a request for consent after the fact to an assignment of a 100% membership interest in Pixar Development LLC, which occurred in 2005. And at that meeting in 2018, the board directed staff to contact the AG's office for advice on who would be responsible to pay a assignment premium if the board were to assess one. And so we did go to the AGs, we did get an opinion, and as we understand it, the short answer is not the LLC itself, not Pixar Development, but the person who sold the membership interest to Hotel Coral Reef, who now is the sole member of Pixar Development, and his name is John Kenneth Purdy. And also the predecessor in interest to him, who is Linda Warriner. And so we go through the analysis on the premium assignment and come up with a figure. And that figure is $56,470.50. And so the recommendation is to assess that against Mr. Purdy and Ms. Warriner. We did mail them a copy of this submittal last Friday, but we didn't hear back from either one of them. Ms. Warner, we think, lives in Kapaa, which is where these leases are located. And the last known address for Mr. Purdy was in Canada. And okay. So there's some other issues involved, but basically the staff recommendation is to assess the premium, consent to the assignment, consent to a mortgage which has already been put on the property and released as part of refinance, but just in case we have to clean it up somewhere down the road, we want to have board approval for it.
Okay, any questions?
So the as far as the premium, we don't know if they agreed to the premium.
I would assume they won't agree to it, but yeah, it's the collectability is a big issue on it.
That's right. Yeah. So if we approve it today, we don't know if we'll get our money.
We don't know.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything else you want to add?
I do need to make one amendment if the board is going to approve as submitted. On page 3, we calculate interest. We have a reference to calculating interest from April 1, 2005. That was our initial approach, but the interest, if you go back that far, at 10% is a really huge amount. So we decided to just assess it from today's date. And so I just need to correct April 1, 2005 to October 25, 2019 on page 3.
Okay, any public testimony on this? Nope. Okay, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with this.
Okay. I think it's okay. I mean, you can. I think it's okay. Well, you can make it. Okay.
What's up?
What's up? Quick. Okay. Let's just go in order. Fortune Wildlife, Pacific Rim, C3.
C3, David Smith, Administrator for Fortune Wildlife. This is a grant that Pacific Rim Conservation got from NFWF, National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, private. To do a predator-proof fence up at Quokalaw Game Management Area. So we've had an albatross colony just established itself up there over the years. Over the years, we've had issues with predator control. Some years, the colony gets completely wiped out. Last couple of years, we have heavy losses. They haven't been able to keep up with the regular trapping, so we want to put in a small predator-proof fence. They got a grant, so we're trying to enter into an MOU that allows us to work directly with Pacific Rim Conservation on that, and so we're asking for that the board approve the memorandum of understanding. We have a draft attached. Authorize the chair to enter into and sign as edited. Approve the attorney general, declare the project exempt. We have the exemption assessment attached as well.
Okay, any questions?
Similar design to that at Kaena?
Say again?
Is it a similar design to that?
The design is changing, and actually we're trying to simplify it and make it more functional. That Kaena design is actually so complicated and includes several different types of metals, all of which are reacting with each other. So it's going to more like wooden posts with stainless mesh and just simplifying it to make it more durable.
The same kind
of thing. Yeah, same thing. Very fine mesh net with a skirt at the bottom and a hood at the top.
Okay. Any testimony? Not. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay, D. Does anyone have any questions on D? 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10.
That's scary. 9 and 10.
3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10. Not, is there a motion to approve them?
I just got a question, I think, on this.
Which one?
Unless I'm looking at the wrong one. Which one? Okay, you know, we're removing the condition B2 here, correct?
Which one? What item are you looking at?
D9.
D9.
Oh, the thing about the park, the water line for the park.
Yeah. What was the conclusion between the county and the state?
What do you mean?
Because what was the agreement? They made.
I think the board
if I understand correctly, the board placed that condition on long ago when they granted the easement, right? And then we've discussed it with parks. We've cleared it with parks. They have no interest in it. They don't need it.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
And the document was never executed, and it's been holding up the formal easement only because of that one condition. So it was a cleanup. There's a housekeeping thing that we're bringing back to the board, and we made sure parks was fine with that, removing that condition.
Had two.
Because what it looked like was the board just had a practice of adding these conditions to whenever county wanted something.
Because okay. 9-8 has the same condition.
Yep. Same thing.
Not 8, but 10.
10, yeah, 9 and 10.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, State Parks.
Good early evening, board members. Welcome aboard, Vernon and Kaivi. Looking forward to working with you guys. Kirk Cottrell, Administrator, Division of State Parks. E1 looks like a massive grab for power, but actually it's not. But I would like to introduce Robert Parks. This is what happens when you get a legal fellow. We were able to cobble together some funding, and this is the first of a series of administrative rule cleanups that we're going to be in the process of doing. This particular submittal is pretty straightforward. It's to request the board to designate the chair for a variety of sections of our Chapter 146, and then to further request the chair to then further delegate to a variety of state park employees, administrators, superintendents, etc., as our rules allow for. This has primarily been generated based on numerous discussions with the Attorney General over the years over this the board or its authorized rep provision that's prevalent in a lot of our administrative rules. And one would think by virtue of like me being the administrator that I would already be the authorized rep to do various actions on permits and whatnot. But just in the interest of doing it all at one time, I know my predecessor had, Dan Quinn, had gotten a few delegations of authority from the board to the chair, like to close parks and whatnot. And Alan and I, in discussion with our legal fellow, we've decided to do this fairly comprehensive administrative cleanup just to do it all at one time. And I'd want to draw your attention, because Tommy will laugh at this one. If you go to page 6 at the top, to get down to the nitpicky of where the board has authority, it says that the board or its authorized representative may establish seasons for picking of plums on Kauai. Now, one would think we don't need to come to the land board for those types of various and sundry actions, but these are things embedded in the rules, and we thought, you know, let's all at one time, let's get this cleaned up. I do also, though, want to draw attention that while we're asking for the delegation, if you go to page 14, under 13-146-66, under business ops, it says, no person shall engage in or solicit any business except in accordance with the provisions of a permit, contract, license, lease, concession, or other written agreement with the board or its authorized rep. We will still be coming to the board for concessions and leases and whatnot, so this isn't a way to bypass you folks. But there's other business operations that are more various and sundry that we may then be able to issue the permits for. So
I think we can trust you with plum picking.
I thought you might. So that's pretty much the full narrative for E1, if you have any questions.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Good work, your first submittal.
Nice work.
He gets you get licensed next month?
Yeah, in November.
So we'll probably lose him then, you know, after that. We're hoping
congratulations
for a year.
Very good.
We're going to work him. The next time you will see us will be a fee increase that he's working on, and that's a big one. Item E2 is something completely different. It's our annual renewal of our revocable permits. We've been able to pare down the number, from what it used to be. There's 20 that we need to get renewal on, and there's a few more that their time hasn't come up yet. I do want to point out for Kauai, for the Kokea and Waimea Canyon State Parks, property management and our assistant administrator just met with the Iliu Missionary organizations because we've done an appraisal on all of the properties in Kokea. And you know, gleefully met with them and said that the appraisal shows there'll be an increase in rent. And I believe all of them agreed to the increase in rent, which is good. And we're working on ensuring that the character of use maintains a good public purpose. And so, you know, and you know, Tommy's aware of the situation. Some of these folks, they tend to kind of privatize their recreational use. And we're working really hard on accountability and pushing it out more to public purpose, yeah? And they're all amenable to that.
Yeah.
So, and that
and
is...
And I appreciate you guys working hard on that.
Thank you.
I think it's been an unfair situation that you guys are addressing now.
Well, they've taken advantage of our lack of capacity, but now that we have three property managers, nobody can hide from us now. So we're all over the place knocking on doors.
Okay, any questions?
Again, question about this kayak tours, Nepalese tours.
Oh, yes.
It says 5% or whatever percentage. You guys collecting on the percentage of the goals?
Yeah.
More than $5 per person.
Typically,
yeah, that's all I was worrying about. Because they charged a couple $100 per person.
Yeah. And we get $5.
Yeah.
No, the percentage usually kicks in.
Okay, good.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we were last?
Kurt. I forgot to tell you about that.
Way to go.
Yes, got out of here.
Yeah. That's great.
Labor
thank
Day.
You guys.
Oh, are you there?
Thank you.
Did you see him?
Good appreciate catch. You guys. Joining us.
So 3162. Okay, we will look into this. Shuttle bags, surfboards. So he was transporting and dropping. Thanks.
So I just had to let you know that.
Dan and I will talk about this. He's registered, yeah. That's an HA number.
HA.
That's an HA number, so we can. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
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 Unless you want to get anything.
No,
no.
Is there
yeah, I just put it on my thing. You put the name in.
Okay.
You're
right.
You might have given you a ticket.
Okay. Sorry.
He was our okay. Beautiful. That's his mom.
I'll call you right now.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elaine. You have
but I think the guys are extorting him for something.
Okay.
Nice meeting you.
Hey,
Jimmy.
All
right. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, sir. All right. Thank you. Welcome aboard. It's not too late. Or maybe it is.
Check my thing.
Okay. I wanted just to go up and see my daughter for a few minutes.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much for everything as usual, and thank you for agreeing to serve. I'm glad we met you.
I'm happy.
Here.
It's fun. It's fun for me.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right?
It's kind of fun.
And, you know, otherwise I'm sitting and watching stuff like going down the tubes.
Oh, I don't know.
So, at least I can...
A box for your name.
Oh, no, thank you.
I'll be right back.
Do I need this?
Yeah,
I guess
you
so,
back
yeah.
There.
Okay.
No, I meant to